So getting back to the Caitlin Johnstone essay, which I think is excellent. She said, many rightists, and she's a leftist, she said, rightists who are discontented with the American political status quo have been herded into supporting a politician who embodies that status quo as much as any other president, wrongly thinking that they're waging a battle against the establishment by doing so. And this is mirrored on the other side of the imaginary partisan divide in U.S. politics, with people making entire identities out of despising Trump and acting like this makes them brave revolutionaries. Now, what Caitlin Johnstone is doing, and again, I said, you know, we would disagree on a lot of different things. We agree on the wars, and we agree on free speech and things like that. And we also agree on what the political illusion is. And that's really what she's talking about here. The purpose of this article is, and my purpose in talking about this stuff, is not to support or to dump on any particular politician per se. It's to tell you the truth of where they stand, and to try to get people to look at this objectively, and to try to get people to not make this the metric of their life, to get people to understand that this is not the most important election of your life. They tell you that every 4 years. Maybe you ought to learn that they're lying to you every 4 years about that. And especially not invest so much into this that you're willing to support some kind of January the 6th thing on the back end of this, because we know how that's going to be used. Yes, we need to resist this. We don't need to be passive about it. I'm not talking about people being passive spectators. I'm talking about doing things that are really going to make a difference with for your family and for your community, things that are going to nullify what is coming out of Washington, if you can do that, in your community, in your state. That's what you need to be focused on. You need to be focused on what can I do to actually change things. And that means that you're going to move your focus away from Washington. Let's talk a little bit about what else she says about these phony elections. They really are a pretend revolution. That's her thesis here. People get frustrated with the system, and they feel like they're changing everything when they're not changing anything. And that's the real illusion. And she does a great job of explaining it. She said when Trump was first elected, she had hoped that Democrats who had fallen asleep under the wheel, at the wheel under Obama, would become politically engaged again and start criticizing the evils of the U.S. empire like they did during the Bush years. But what actually happened was that while Democrats did start paying attention to politics again, they were corralled like livestock by the mass media into opposing things that had no relation to actual realities of the U.S. empire and how it functions. And so what they did was they focused the Democrats on Trump. I've said for the longest time, the way I put it, I said Trump is the Mason-Dixon line of the new Civil War, if we allow that to happen. That's what the mainstream media is trying to do. That's what the intelligence communities that run the mainstream media are trying to do, is to make him the focus. And that's what she picked up on as well. So Trump has been made the central figure in U.S. politics around whom everything revolves. And whether the election is won by those who support him or by those who oppose him, the imperial status quo is guaranteed to remain unchanged. As Americans become more and more discontented with the abusive nature of their nation's government, and she's writing, of course, as an Australian. She's looking at this from the outside. A man has shown up who leads both Democrats and Republicans to believe that the best way to stick it to the man is to take a highly emotional position either for him or against him, when really, whether he wins or loses couldn't matter less to those who have real power. Trump sucks all the oxygen out of the room for real discourse about real things. And that's what the purpose of the Democrats was, in terms of coming up with all the political, the legal persecution of Trump. That was to suck all the oxygen out of the room for the Republican primaries. And they did. I was absolutely astounded, and I've talked about it a couple of times, the fact that DeSantis did a press conference about CBDC, and he spent over 20 minutes talking about it, and he precisely nailed what it was, and the problems behind it, and he's got on the podium, you know, stop Big Brother digital money and all this rest of stuff. And then he takes the first question. And the first question is, are you going to extradite Trump to Alvin Bragg in Manhattan if he wants him? It's like, of course not. I'm not. And then he got hammered by Trump and Don Jr. because they said he wasn't protective enough of Trump. He said, I'm not going to extradite him. No, but that wasn't enough for them. You see, so Trump was using it. The Democrats were using it to suck all the oxygen out of the primaries on the Republican side. And the Democrats knew all along, or not necessarily the Democrats, the intelligence community that's running this whole thing, knew all along that they were going to do this switch with Biden later on. That's why they set the dates the way they did. She goes on to say, you got the delusion to think that you are fighting the power, and whether he wins or loses could not matter less to those with real power. She said, that's all the mainstream electoral politics ever is in the U.S. empire. It is a fake decoy revolution staged for the public every few years so that they don't have a real revolution. It's a pageant, right? A symbolic ceremony where the public pretends to cast the abusive status quo into the sea so they feel like the battle against their oppressors has been won. And then their oppressors just keep right on oppressing them. That is a perfect way to describe this election. It is a fake revolution so that we don't have a real one. That's all it is. Nothing changes. That's why these people are so aligned, the Uni Party, so aligned on the key existential issues. And why nothing ever gets done, even on a wedge issue like the border, for example. Every few years, she says, the public gets to choose between two reliable lackeys of the oligarchic empire. And then all the evils of that empire get pinned upon the winner. It's kind of like, you know, we got the scapegoat, put all of our sins on him, and we push him out into the wilderness type of thing. The public then directs their rage at the lackey rather than the actual power structure which has been oppressing them, after which they have another election to rid themselves of the scoundrel once and for all. They hug, they cry, they celebrate, and the oppression machine continues completely uninterrupted. This is why it absolutely repulses me to see these conservative opinion generators out there who all they care about is owning the libs. They don't care about fixing any problems. They don't care about even addressing the existential issues. It's just about owning the libs. She quotes Gore Vidal. This is a good quote as well. And remember, Gore Vidal, again, a leftist, he was a 9/11 skeptic because, I don't know if it's his uncle, or I think it was, I don't think it was his father, but I think it was his uncle, had put together NORAD after World War II. And so he said, no, he said, 9/11 couldn't have happened the way that it's supposed to happen. There's just too many things that have to be shut down. It had to be an inside job because of the way NORAD was structured. But Gore Vidal said this about the elections. He said, it doesn't actually make any difference whether the president is a Republican or a Democrat. The genius of the American ruling class is that it has been able to make the people think that they have had something to do with the election of presidents for 200 years when they've had absolutely nothing to say about the candidates or the policies or the way the country is run. A very small group controls just about everything. And she says that small group is a plutocratic class whose legalized bribery and propaganda machine has immense influence over U.S. politics. From this point of view, the oligarchic power cluster is essentially running its own employees against each other and having them promise to end the injustices which are inextricably baked into the oligarchic empire. You don't think it's an oligarchy? $500 million to Lala Harris in just 1 month? The billions of dollars that are flowing in to Washington? It'd be interesting. Somebody would total up all the money that's going into Washington for all of the congressional and Senate races and the presidential races in a given year. Because these are the best investments you could ever make. Yeah, gold is great, but you know, if you really want to get rich, you buy a politician. You're going to get thousands of percent return on investment, and you're going to get it right away. Americans live in a totalitarian state, says Caitlin Johnstone, whose most important elections are rigged from the top to the bottom, and they're fed news stories about evil dictators in other countries rigging their elections to remain in power. You know, as we see, Venezuela or whatever. Politicians cannot change the status quo to one which benefits ordinary people instead of their oligarchic owners, because the oligarchic empire is built upon the needs for endless war, poverty, and oppression. Everything that they seek to set up for their 2030 society, their 2030 agenda, is really about endless war, poverty, and oppression. You know, IDs for everybody, vaccines for everybody. You will own nothing. You cannot have a unipolar global empire without using violent force and the threat of it to uphold that world order. You cannot have a plutocracy without ensuring that a few rulers have far more wealth control than the rank and file citizenry. The door to meaningful change. So what do we do about this, right? That's the problem. And the election in Washington is not going to change anything. It's a fake revolution. The door to meaningful change in America via electoral politics has been closed, locked, bolted, welded shut, and barricaded with a metric ton of solid steel. The only thing that can cause an end to the oppression and the exploitation is an end to the oligarchic empire. And the only thing that can cause an end to that is direct action by the American people. What does she describe with that? Is that like some January the 6th takeover? Is it going to be some kind of a violent revolution? No, that's not what she's talking about. She's talking about national strikes, about civil disobedience. But what she doesn't talk about, because she's a leftist and she's not an American, is the fact that we have nullification. We still have some federalism in America. And so there are things that we can do at the local level. For example, you know, when we talk about Biden's pistol brace ban, okay, which was based on Trump setting a precedent of doing gun control by executive order, a clear violation of the Constitution, and eventually called out as a violation of the Constitution by the Supreme Court. But we knew it was a violation of the Constitution. It was an outrageous act by Trump. And Biden and Lala Harris immediately jumped on it. Yeah, we can use that. The Uniparty, the professional wrestling tag team. Well, what was the appropriate response to that? Yeah, that got the bump stock thing got overturned. And in principle, the pistol brace thing, but it's still there. The better way to approach it was the way it was done by the Tennessee State Legislature. Remember when I had Nicely on, he said, we've taken care of that already. First of all, we said that pistol braces are legal in Tennessee. Secondly, we have prohibited any Tennessee law enforcement from working with the federal government to enforce that law. And so that's the key. There's things that you can do at the state level, at the local level, at the personal level to nullify this stuff. The biggest example of it is the war on drugs. And the biggest part of the war on drugs was always marijuana arrests. And yet now you've got more than half of the states have nullified that unconstitutional war on drugs. They needed to amend the Constitution. They didn't do it like they did with alcohol prohibition. So you've got more than half of the states have nullified that. And the feds can't do anything about it. See, there's ways that we can do this peacefully without having a violent war. If we understand federalism, nullification, and our power to organize locally, we can stop them. And that's what has to be done. We've got to cut off the influence of Washington. Instead, when you focus on the election, what are you doing? You're putting everything in Washington. You're putting all your hopes in Washington, all of your energy in the election, all your money and support in the election. You're fighting with people over in social media over the election. You're not doing anything to solve any problems. The solutions to our to what is happening to us are going to be done locally. Not going to be done on social media. It's not going to be done in the Washington election. And that's the biggest part of this problem. you know, she's looking at it from the perspective of Australia. How do we stop the Americans from, you know, this American war machine? I want to look at it as how do we get Washington out of our lives instead of bringing it in to solve all of our problems? And that's what they want you to do with the election. Republican or Democrat, you got to believe that Washington is the solution and you want to bring them in for more and more things. Good example, to have a national abortion law. As I said, that's a bad idea. It's a bad idea. And I say it's a bad idea because I want to protect life. And from a pragmatic and a constitutional perspective, that's a horrible idea. People like Lindsey Graham want it because he wants to keep that there as a wedge issue. And ask yourself, what did Lindsey Graham ever do to save a single life? Nothing. Over all these years, he's used abortion to get suckers to vote for him, and more, they don't even care about the votes. They just want your money, right? It's like you get these solicitations. We have a poll, and we would like to know, you know, what you think. They just want you to give them money. The problem is, she says, need to get involved in mass scale activism, national strikes, civil disobedience. And that's what should have happened in 2020 against Trump. And why didn't it happen? Because it was Trump that was doing it. The left wanted that stuff. The right didn't want it. But the right was pacified because it was Trump. And because you had people like Alex Jones telling people, oh, yeah, it's Trump. He's good. You can trust him. He's playing 4D chess. I know it looks like he's betraying you, but it's really 4D chess. No. No, it is a betrayal. She said, the problem is this will never happen as long as Americans are being successfully propagandized into being content with their fake decoy elections and revolutions. There is 0% chance of electoral politics leading to an end of the empire. But a concerted effort to spread awareness by those who understand what's going on just might. Making people aware that the mass media are lying to us about what's real. Making people aware of the horrors of war. Aware of the underlying dynamics of the economic injustice that is grinding Americans into the dirt. That can lead to a chain reaction, which sees the collective using the power of its numbers to shrug off the chains of oppression as easily as you remove a heavy coat on a warm day. Or as easily as you said, I've had enough. I'm taking the mask off. I was so disappointed that it took so long for so many people to finally walk away from that nonsense. But that's the metaphor. That's what has to happen. People have to finally figure out that both Republicans and Democrats, it's not the bad Democrat governors. It's the bad Republican governors and the bad Republican legislators and the bad Republican president who did this as well. And stop lying to yourself about this bipolar fantasy that you've got. You know, when people can't come to terms with the fact that they had a knife stuck in their back by the Republicans in 2020, while the Democrats were stabbing you in the front, until people come to that realization, we're not going to stop this. And the same thing is happening with the climate stuff, right? The green grift. You got Republicans who are in on that as well. I mean, just look at what Trump did with the Paris Climate Accord. Look at what he did with Rex Tillerson, bringing him in and so forth. And that's one of the reasons why nothing was done by. But really, that's the point of the broadcast. That's the point of this show, is to get people to honestly look at what happened and say, we're not going to go along with this charade. We're not going to follow this decoy. We're not going to lie to ourselves and say that it's 4D chess. I know it looks like he's betraying you. I know it looks like he's trying to kill you with these vaccines, but he's really not. No, he really is. Let's get real about this stuff. Like I said, we got very different perspectives, Caitlin Johnstone and I, but we both want the killing and the slavery and the deception and all the rest of that stuff to stop. Don't you?
Of biased and false news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media outlets publish things that simply aren't true without checking facts first.
Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think.
And this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
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 Break free from the usual script with The David Knight Show, a fresh perspective bringing you genuine insights on current events. But if the show is going to stay on the air, we'll need your continued support. Sharing the show, subscribing, and even just hitting the like button all help. And if you found our show helpful, please consider donating and becoming a part of a community that values the truth. Because independent, listener-funded news, untouched by corporate globalist agendas, is extremely important to our liberties.